This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a big mobile conference happening over in Barcelona this week, the Mobile World Congress, it's called. It's an annual thing. Everybody's there, including a big delegation from the Trump administration, which is trying to convince Europeans to not let Chinese equipment makers be a part of the continent's next generation infrastructure. 5G is the thing you've been hearing all about. The specific Chinese company in question, Huawei, is, says the White House, a spying and surveillance threat and an arm of the Chinese government. Now, skeptics here might wonder if this whole thing is just a ploy to promote American telecommunications giants. Thing is, there really aren't any. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports on the long, slow decline of American telecommunications dominance.
The origin story in mobile technology is an American one.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Motorola delivered that wireless call from the moon in 1969, just as Hollywood was introducing the notion of handheld phone.
This is smart.
In the TV show Get Smart, Maxwell Smart talks into his shoe.
Hello, Chief. Max. What's up?
In the 1980s, American AT&T was at its height. Dan Hesse ran its equipment division, which was linked to the famed research division Bell Labs,
which, you know, generated an average of 3 U.S. patents every day, had 6 Nobel Prize winners. So it was the leading telecommunications equipment company in the world.
Fast forward to today, though, and none of the top companies are American. What happened? Well, folks in the business suggest three big factors. Factor one, bad business decisions. In the 1990s, when the first cell phones were bigger than our hands, America saw a telecom building frenzy from Motorola, Lucent, and Nortel. Tom Loria worked at Lucent, where they had a saying.
If you're not lead dog, the view remains the same.
But in this infrastructure race, he says companies went overboard. They overbuilt and overborrowed. And much like the housing bubble, credit dried up and boom went bust.
Ultimately, people typically need one cell phone and one landline, and things sort of did implode.
A second factor? Government policy. In the late 90s and 2000s, when flip phones were all the rage, American cellular carriers spent billions on networks that were incompatible. Remember CDMA, TDMA? If you switched carriers, you had to get a new phone, and the government stayed out. Well, the European Union actively avoided those wars, says analyst Roger Entner at Recon Analytics.
The Europeans made the decision, we will use one standard for every network, and we call that GSM. Everybody rallied around it, and it was just economies of scale that took over.
One big market created telecom titans in Europe, like Nokia in Finland and Ericsson in Sweden. Meanwhile, back in the U.S., a struggling Lucent merged with Alcatel of France.
It was not a very happy marriage, and ultimately, the combined entity was then bought by Nokia.
Eventually, Motorola got bought by Nokia, too. Nortel went bankrupt and sold its assets to Ericsson. Now, this all happened in part because of factor number three, Huawei. The low-priced Chinese competitor emerged onto the world scene right around the time the first iPhone debuted.
Huawei is the standard equipment in emerging markets because for a long time, Huawei charged only half of what Ericsson and Nokia charged.
Huawei critics allege the company has received illegal government subsidies and has stolen Western technology. Either way, it is now the industry leader in mobile infrastructure. Now, it's true that American companies dominate related sectors, Apple in handsets, Google in software, Qualcomm in chips. But former AT&T exec Dan Hesse worries that the underlying network for all of that is non-American and vulnerable.
We run now on internet, telecommunications, and mobile infrastructure. If that source of supply were ever interrupted for political or other reasons, that would be problematic.
The U.S. government and military share that fear now that there's no longer an American Huawei in the industry. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.